fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and I want to continue today to talk about grace, God's gift, God's mercy to us. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I've been talking all week about the gift of grace. It's trying to understand and help us come into a deeper experience, really, of the knowledge that what God has done for us is more important than what we needed to do for God. And our ability to be able to give to God what belongs to God, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, is very much connected to our first receiving and being able to believe in the depths of our hearts the profound gift that we've been given in being made sons and daughters of God. It can be very easy to just kind of bypass or to forget about or not really internalize or grasp the words that the scriptures use to describe what God has done for us. It can be like religious terminology that we sort of get, we sort of don't get, and we end up not letting or not allowing the Spirit of God to reveal to our spirit, as Paul will describe here, the Spirit that searches the depths of God's very heart, that Jesus has given us access to, that we, in our baptism, Jesus has given us the Spirit. And Paul tells us, friends, this is not an earthly spirit. This is the Spirit that searches the very depths of God, the heart of God. Just as the human spirit, our spirit, touches the depths of our being, so the divine spirit, so the Holy Spirit, knows the depths of God. In a fallen world, we have very little knowledge of the true depth of God. We can't reach it on our own. It had to be revealed. Jesus came to make it possible for us to see God. But not only to see God, he's the one who's come, who's Savior and Lord. What does that mean? Jesus came to lift the blinders. He saves us because by his power, by his death, by the shedding of his blood, he lifts the blinders. He opens our eyes. The scales come off. The darkness that's over our mind and heart because of the reign of sin is broken. And Jesus, he said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness. He sheds light into our heart, into your heart and mine. He sheds light so that we can see. What happens when you turn the light on? You can see. He's come to turn the light on inside of us, in our spirit, which has been fallen, which has fallen from grace and glory, which has been blinded by the powers of sin and death, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus came as Savior to deal with that. And now he has total authority in his victory over all of those powers. And he's working through the Spirit to bring everything in submission to himself, to bring everyone under his authority, because his mission is to form a people set apart. We've been talking all week, the reading from Titus, that he wants a people that's purified, that's set apart, that's living for him, whose first love is radically set on pleasing him. That's what he's doing. That's a child of God. That's a son of God. That's a daughter of God. That's our destiny. That's what we're made to be. And so to motivate us to be able to say yes and to enter into that holy nation that Jesus seeks, that people of God that he wants to set apart, that it's not just my own individual pursuit, but I'm part of a body, a living body of radicalized lovers, of people who've come to see the love of God. And what moves us is what Paul's describing here. I touched on yesterday toward the end of the program for 1 Corinthians, that amazing section where Paul talks about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does in each and every believer. And now it's important to see the Holy Spirit is given to us in baptism and we're made a new creation. But how deeply we go, how much we live it out, how transformed we become, how holy and set apart, that depends on our saying yes and cooperating. There's a lot of people who are on cruise control in the church. A lot of people who have this inertia, just baptized, confirmed, this terrible pattern. I talk to bishops all the time around the country trying to break the pattern of You know, you see kids when they're young, parents send them to CCD class or they send them to a Catholic school, elementary school, and they're kind of around until confirmation. And then you don't see them anymore. Maybe till they get married. And so many young people aren't even getting married anymore. They may never see them again. They may never darken the doors of a threshold of a church again. It's significant. So this inertia is not enough. There's God's part who's done this amazing thing that we've been describing all week of working to make it possible for you to become a son of God or a daughter of God, to become a new creation and participate in the glory that belongs to Jesus Christ for all eternity. That's who you are. You've been given the Holy Spirit. The question is, do you want it? How hungry are you? How thirsty are you? What? Holiness is rooted in desire. Desire for God. Do you really want the King's glory? Do you really want to live for him? Is he the pearl of great price in your life? Is he the reason you exist? Is he the reason you get out of bed in the morning? Is Jesus Christ and his glory and being a part of his body that's set apart, is that the fundamental thing that drives your life? If it's not, you're not yet a disciple. There's so many baptized Catholics who statistically live no differently than people who aren't even Christian. In relationship to a whole pattern of life, all the things that Jesus talked about and the apostles talked about that really matter, how we relate to each other, in our honesty, things of dealing with greed and envy and jealousy, unforgiveness and lust and all the stuff that the world is so much caught up in and we can all fall into if we're not resisting it in the power of the Holy Spirit. If we're not set on, our hearts are not set on the new way of life, and say, Jesus, I hear your call. You want to set me apart, and you want me to be a part of a people that's set apart for you, that's purified, that is zealous for good deeds. I want to be a part of that people more than I want to be a part of my football team or more than I want to be a part of the elite group I'm in, whatever it is. I want to be a living, active part of your body. Come, Holy Spirit, do in me what I cannot do in myself. So that's what Paul's describing here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He said, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man has even conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. So how do we know? So many people who walk away from God, the people we're talking about, I'm talking about today, who are baptized but just live total indifference to the Lord, a kind of post-Christian existence in their life, they have no idea. Their eye hasn't seen, their ear hasn't heard, their heart has not conceived what God has prepared for them. If they did, they wouldn't walk away from it. Because everything in the world pales in comparison. The saints are the living witness to us of how absolutely set apart and transformed and alive and joyful and powerful you can be when you're living in the Holy Spirit. When you are part of that chosen people set apart, consciously participating, passionately surrendering, putting Jesus first. And he said, I read this yesterday, but I'll repeat it again today because it's worth chewing on. Paul says, God has revealed this to us through the Holy Spirit. What no eye has seen, we've seen it now. What no ear has heard, we've heard it now. What the heart of man has not conceived, my heart is now beginning to grasp. How is that possible? Paul says, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For what person knows a man's thoughts except the spirit of the man, which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. How do we know? What no man has seen, what no man has heard, what no heart has conceived. Because that truth, that reality comes from the heart of God. And the only way we can see it is through the Holy Spirit, who Paul says, look, you have a spirit, a human spirit, and it touches the depths of your being. God's Spirit searches his depths. The human race, as I said, the light has gone on. Jesus has turned on the light and made it possible for the human race to see the true God. So it's time to bring down all the idols. It's time to bring down all the false religion. It's time to bring down the worldly passions. Jesus is saying, look, it's all a lie, and it's leading you into bondage. Bring it down. He said, come, enter your Father's house. God exists. God is your Father. God is a loving Father. God desires for you to be with him forever. He wants to give you eternal life now. He wants to give you the gift and the promise, the foretaste in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he wants to teach you who he is. This is what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, or personal relationship with God. It's God's personal spirit. It's the Spirit of God who's given to you. It's given to me. It's the Spirit that has searched the depths of God and has come to search your depth, the depth of your heart, the depth of your conscience, and wants to speak to you the truth about who God is. He wants you to know. The only way you can know yourself is to know something of God. God made you. You're his idea. He's never had a bad idea. He's made you for a purpose. And that purpose is where you'll find your fulfillment. And he wants you to enter into that purpose. And it's the Holy Spirit that makes it possible. The Christian life, friends, is a new life in the Spirit. It's not a life of moral striving or I'm going to perfect myself. No. It's a radical abandonment of my life and trust to God through his Son, Jesus Christ, who has laid hold of me in baptism and has made me a new creation and has promised to be with me always. Friends, there's also a difference, you know, between those who are baptized and those who are not baptized. We have this idea that somehow sort of everybody's the same because everybody's born in the image and likeness of God. Everybody's valuable because they're born in God's image and likeness. But guess what? Everybody who's born into the world is fallen and separated from God and doesn't have the new life in them, the new creation in them. It's a gift from God. It comes from Jesus Christ. It's not an automatic. It's not something I get just by virtue of existing. The new life is being offered to us in the Son, eternal life. And it requires us to say yes to him, to repent, as Paul's been saying these days and we've been looking at it, to turn our back on our former way of thinking, the empty futility of a darkened mind, that I can live apart from God or design my own existence and my own being. It's all nonsense. We're being offered eternal life. And we need to turn to the Lord and say yes and repent and enter the waters of baptism and receive the Holy Spirit to live this new way of life. We're going to continue to talk about this tomorrow. It's so rich and so important for us to know who we are in Christ. I want to remind you tonight on EWTN television, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is Crossing the Goal, 6:30 p.m. on Sunday nights, 6:30 a.m. Monday morning. That's Eastern Standard Time. Those who are in Christ are a new creation. The old is gone. Behold, the new has come. If you've been baptized, my friend, into Christ, a member of his church, do you know that you're a new creation? Do you know who you are? There's the secret to your joy, your confidence, and your peace. God bless you. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.